The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You've had enough of your job. Maybe you've had a tough couple of months and you just can't do it anymore. So you build up the courage to hand in your resignation notice to your boss because you want to go. And then you refuse to accept it. That was the case this week for the French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal, with French President Emmanuel Macron telling the politician to stay in place to ensure the stability of the country. Well, it's been a transformative few weeks in French politics. And joining me now live from Lyon is journalist Rosie Brichard. Rosie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Like, it is a deadlock situation.
It's been a completely unprecedented couple of weeks of politics in France. From that first night of the European elections, when President Emmanuel Macron called those snap European elections after a very poor showing for his centrist party and a big showing for the far right, to then the first round of parliamentary elections where the far right came out far on top, far ahead of both the centrists and the socialist or centre to far left coalition. And then, of course, a completely unexpected result, which was the second round of these parliamentary elections, when in fact the centre to far left coalition came out on top, but not nearly far enough ahead to secure a workable majority in France's parliament. And that means there is a hung parliament. And of course, that's something which is not unusual in lots of European countries. There is coalitions in power in Germany. There's a coalition in power in nearby Belgium, but it is absolutely not in the playbook of French politicians to negotiate deals, to work on compromises. And so we now are really in a case of truly uncharted territory for French politics. And it's now a case of where the French president is kind of trying to work out what could go next in the parliament. Can there be a majority of lawmakers who he says have Republican values that could get together and agree on a policy program? But really, at this stage, it's kind of unclear where this will go, because it truly is uncharted territory for the French. So we're really at this stage in a case of not really knowing what kind of policies might be put through the parliament in the next couple of years. And of course, the French presidential elections are not until 2027. So there could be a couple of difficult years of French politics ahead. First of all, a couple of difficult weeks as they try to work out just the exact next steps.
You do have to have a bit of sympathy for Gabriel Attal. There he was, happily being Prime Minister. Then an election was called. He lost his majority in the parliament and he can't leave.
Well, listen, I don't think Attal wanted to leave in the first place. It seemed to me, talking to some members of France's President Emmanuel Macron, pro-business centrist party, they weren't necessarily all consulted or in the loop when these snap elections were called. Gabriel Attal was quite newly in office. He's a very young prime minister. He's only in his 30s. Of course, a very different political story to what you see across in the United States, where we have two very old men battling it out. In France, the prime minister in his 30s was going up against a far right would-be prime minister in his 20s. So quite a situation going on here. However, Attal came forward, offered his resignation, which would be within the tradition when his party did not manage to secure the first place. Macron then said, the French president, no, stay in place to try and guide us through this period. And of course, this is a period, let's not forget, when France is due to host the Olympic Games. And we don't even know who's going to be the prime minister by the time those games open in just a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah. In all of this, I know what used to be the right-wing party of Marine Le Pen, it's now called something far more benign. They must be just laughing. They may have lost the election and come third, but they're sitting there going, this division works really well for us.
Listen, it's very interesting because there was disappointment among the National Rally. That's the rebranded, they used to be called the National Front. That's been part of Marine Le Pen's mission to really make this party mainstream. And to some extent, she's achieved that in the sense of that they did manage to gather together a lot of votes for this election. They were forecast in some ways to come out top. They slipped to third place, which was a disappointment for them and for some of their voters, of course, but it was a massive relief for everyone who was trying to keep the extremes out. And basically, parties from the far left to the centre really all banded together to make what they called a barrage against the far right, to try and to strategically drop out of some races to ensure not to split the vote. However, you make a good point there, which is that even if they didn't win, they still managed to quite substantially increase their seat numbers, and certainly a massive increase in their seat numbers from when France, the President Emmanuel Macron came into power in 2017. And I think, let's be clear, they are still eyeing the much bigger political prize in France, and that is the presidential elections in 2027, when you can bet Marine Le Pen will be making another bid to come back and try and get the keys to the Elysee Palace. We don't know who she'll be up against. France's president, yep. Current president, can't run again.
The New Popular Front, as they call themselves, which is this ragtag group of everybody on the left, from the communists over to the old Socialist Party. How is that holding up? I mean, are they still talking to each other?
So it was quite a political story, because it was hastily kind of cobbled together just a couple of weeks before the snap elections were called. And as you point out, it is a very broad church. On the one hand, we have, on the one end of the extreme, we have the France Unbowed far left party, which is headed up by the kind of political firebrand Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who has been accused, among other things, of kind of failing to condemn Hamas in the wake of the October 7th attacks, and having in the past accused of having kind of sympathies for Russia. So far left is seen as that. And then right all the way over to the really traditional centre-left, kind of much more mainstream parties. So the question now is, will that hold? So far, I think what's quite likely to happen is that we see those more mainstream centrist parts of this alliance perhaps get into some sort of deal with the more pro-business centrists of President Emmanuel Macron. But for some of them who have been campaigning ardently against President Macron's policies, particularly that very unpopular reform which raised the pension age, and for some of these parties which have been really campaigning on policies, for example, to really put a big tax or a massive wealth tax, and also to have put price freezes on some key goods like certain foods and gas and so on.
We have those arguments everywhere. Yeah, the cost of living is a problem right across the world, never mind France or Ireland. But Jean-Luc Mélenchon, the self-styled leader, he wants to put this freeze on food prices. Very, very popular. But I can't think of any environment, any economy in the world where that has ever worked. Is he going to be able to do it?
Well, I think the question is whether he will be able to get into power at all. And it looks to me like the rest of this cobbled together coalition and the other centrist and right wing forces in the parliament will do their level best to make sure that doesn't happen. Now, there are other parties which are more mainstream, which are within that leftist alliance, that also back those policies, but they don't have the seats to be able to kind of wave through any of those policies, which are, as you pointed out, I mean, let's be clear, even within the current setup of France, which is this very kind of pro-business, centrist Macron policy area, even within that, the EU has criticised France for having too high debt levels. So if you imagine adding in these mass spending plans that some of this leftist coalition has put forward, well, that would be something which would definitely put Paris on a collision course with Brussels. The fact is that it's going to be hard to get almost any legislation through at this stage. And something that can't still be ruled out is the idea of putting in a technocratic government. So if Macron would just appoint technocrats, bureaucrats, unelected people to manage policy areas and basically do a very minimalist policy moving forward, which would just be, again, a case of something which we've really not seen before in France. And none of that can be ruled out yet, because it's, I mentioned it at the start, historic in many ways, and certainly historic in the uncertainty that we're seeing looming over this country at the moment.
Okay, Rosie Burchard, journalist in Lyon, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.